Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of Pace Yourself Podcast. Today's guest, I have Jackie, who's joined us. She reached out from one of my posts as a mum who fits in running around a very busy life with children, family, so on and so forth. So we've got Jackie on the show this evening. So how are you, Jackie?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Been running today?
I have, actually. We've got Storm Bert.
Yeah.
But I went out and walked the dogs and thought, actually, it's not too bad out here. And went out, and because there's hardly anyone out, it was actually really good.
Yeah,
to run on the roads, because there was hardly anyone out, because I thought there was going to be this massive storm, and it was actually really nice.
Yeah, the temperature has improved, so it's very strange. Yeah, he said it was about, I think where I am, it was about 15. So I was hoping to go out and run today, but I think I'm going to go tomorrow, because I do like the rain. I love to run in the rain.
Yeah,
there's something about it. If you're warm, it's really, really nice.
It is really nice. It's just, it sounds weird, but it's really like freeing, isn't it? And it's quite like childlike as well, isn't it? To just release those inhibitions and just go out and just enjoy it. So yeah, I don't mind being out in the rain.
You can't get any wetter. You can't get any wetter. That's the thing. You run, you get wet, you're wet.
And you're going to sweat and look horrible anyway. So I'm just thinking, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, I don't know of many beautiful runners apart from all the fake ones I see on.
I don't know. Have you seen the photos? I'm not like that.
I'm not. I just run. That's why I wear glasses when I run. I'm running in these glasses day and night. I'm trying to find lenses that I can, because one, it protects your eyes from the rain and the dirt and crap that comes off the road, but it also hides my terrible tired eyes if I look awful. So I try and just try and look a bit cooler, but
I've thought about that, tried that, and then realized I'm not, and I'm a Phoebe from Friends runner, and I will just continue running.
Everybody needs a Phoebe. Everybody needs a Phoebe.
Yeah, I'm listening to music and I'm dancing at the same time, so
there you go. Perfect. So with your story then, so we're going to touch on some subjects. Obviously, we've had a brief chat via this in regards to your story. So just tell us your story. I want to keep it as honest as possible. I don't edit these podcasts. These are real people, and this is why we do it, because I find a lot of these podcasts that are out there, they're real people, but they're high performing people, and I want everyday people. Like, Jenny from the block, as they would say. So just tell us your story. How did this all start?
So how did I first sort of get into running?
That's it.
Sort of years ago, in my early 20s. So I was always really active as a teenager, but I was doing things like aerobics, cycling, tennis, not a runner. Hated the thought of even running.
Yeah.
I will be realistic about it. And then I decided to go for a career where I needed to run. And that career was to be in the Metropolitan Police. And so I had to. The test to get in is that you've got to run
after a criminal,
which is different. You can do that because you're in that sort of frame of mind. But to do all the tests to get in, one of them is to be able to run. So I had to start going out, and initially, in my early 20s, it was just. Just to be able to run up to the end of the road, which was really embarrassing. Yes. And then realizing like how it makes your lungs burn. And then you think, this is horrible.
Yeah.
I hate running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because I knew I had to persist and I had to get to a certain level, I just did it. So then it wasn't about the enjoyment. It was about the end goal. It was very task orientated. It wasn't about going out with music or what's your route. It was like I needed to just get out there and do it. So I guess that doesn't help either. But so I did it, and then thought, oh, actually, yeah, that's quite good of me. So I can now run. That's okay. And then I actually decided out of a moment of craziness, which I tend to have quite a lot in my life, decided with a friend that we'd do a half marathon. So never start off with 5Ks, 10Ks, just go
on. You're going straight. Like, I've not even done a half yet. So I've only done, I've done a 5 and I've done a 10, but not in a race. Yeah. I was supposed to do a 10 this weekend, but it's because of the weather. They've sort of like they've stopped it, so they've said no, we're not doing it. So you've gone straight in for the heart.
We're straight in, which is fine when you're in your 20s, because I was really fit anyway, and I could just plan it. I didn't have many responsibilities or anything else going on in my life. I was working, but I didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
So actually, you train, you do the training, and it's really easy. And it was the Silverstone half marathon, which was really great because you're running around the Silverstone track.
Nice.
That in itself was I was excited just to do that. So
does that still go? Is that still going on then, the Silverstone one? I've wondered if that's still going.
Not because you're looking at 20 odd years ago.
It don't matter. It might have been so popular. Like, you've got to think, like, you know, the Great North Run, that's surely been going 20 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
I don't know. But there are some really good runs and places that you can do them, and that sort of motivates you, doesn't it? Because that's all part of the enjoyment. Then you realise there's actually enjoyment to running.
Mm.
So before I thought, people are just crazy. You go out running. I know, a different breed, aren't they? Like, that's what I thought of. Who wants to run? No way. And then, you sign up for things, and then actually, the fact that you're going to these places, and I love a medal.
Bling.
Anything for a medal. I'm just like, I love it. So that sort of spurred me on for a bit. And then everything stops as soon as you have children, and then you're suddenly, you go down that route that, it's all about work, kids. Obviously,
you're not the priority.
You're not the priority.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're solely on the kids, yeah.
Yeah, so you completely go. And then obviously it's, when you have kids, you sort of put on a bit of weight, your body changes. It's really hard to get over that.
Mm.
And so physically I noticed a change having had kids. And then everything stops. I was working, I left the career in the police, had kids, ended up sort of doing two jobs and just working. And yeah, you just get in that cycle, because when children are young, the demands are really high on you.
Yeah, it's non-stop.
There's no spare time, because your spare time is then cleaning up after the mess they've made, and then you collapse in bed. So you get into that cycle. So then you lose yourself, and you also sort of lose your identity, because suddenly when you become a mum, that's who you're classed as. You're classed as a mum. You get into a job, you're classed as that role in a job, aren't you? And you tend to lose yourself. So I didn't do running for quite a few years until I really wanted to get fit again. And running is actually really useful, because you only need to go out for a short amount of time.
That's it.
To do it. I used to love going to the gym, but I would spend about 4 hours in the gym doing all sorts of things. So I don't have time to do that. I don't have the money to pay for a gym membership.
Yeah.
And you literally have to squeeze whatever you can into your day.
So with just going back though, so with the police, so you left the, did you leave the police force because you had children? So was it a case that you couldn't manage to look, do that job as well as look after them?
No, I do think that would have been really hard to have done. But no, I left and I did nearly 4 years and just decided it wasn't for me.
Yeah, okay.
And it's quite draining emotionally when you just said it wasn't, I wanted to make a difference and felt I wasn't. So, I made the choice that this wasn't happening. And then I've ended up going into nursing, into learning disability nursing, which is where I can make a difference.
Right.
That's really nice. But again, it's can be quite emotional at times.
Yeah.
But then, so I was at a point where I was looking to change careers, do my studying, still had children. But wanted to get fit and wanted to start liking myself again, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Because you sort of you do totally forget about yourself. I think you sort of, like, you get to the stage where you're that tired. Mm. You don't care what you look like when you're going out. Right? You shove on whatever top bottoms. The main thing is just getting them out the door to get them doing what they need to do, and then you get into work, and it is hard. So what? to start with, what were the challenges you faced in balancing your role as a single mom, a nurse, and a runner? How did you overcome all these challenges then? I mean, that's a lot to fit in.
It is a lot. I think the main thing is that sense of exhaustion, isn't it? Like, you think, like, some days you just think, oh, I just can't do any more.
Yeah.
I've been to work for the day. I've been up early. I've already walked the dogs. I've dealt with getting the kids ready off to school. They've gone off to school. I've gone off to work. Come home. You've got to check in with them for what the school's been like. And then they offload onto you, and you've already had a whole day of being offloaded onto.
Yeah.
And then so you just feel exhausted and you think, oh, no, but I've just changed mindset to realise that's emotional exhaustion. It's not physical.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I generally will run for about half an hour. I know I can do 5K in 31 minutes, so I'm...
Oh, that's good.
Is it? I don't think so. I think I'm...
I've only just hit 28, and God, that is a struggle for me. Like, that's good. Very good. Yeah.
So I just think I can fit that in. Like, there's no excuse. I can fit that in.
Yeah.
I've got to just come home and do it. You've got to go and do it straight away, or get up just that bit earlier and make yourself do it. And it is literally, I can be there and I can be getting the trainers on going, I want to do this. I don't want to do this. Like, you really want to do it, but part of you is going, no, like, oh no. And you're standing just ready to hold the door to open it. Thinking, yeah. Could just not do this.
Yeah, been there.
Isn't it? But it's as soon as you're out and you start that running, then everything suddenly changes. Everything changes. And you've got to remember that. You've got to remember that actually you're going to start feeling good. You're going to be smiling. You're going to be dancing and singing as you run, and you're outside. And I love being outside. And so...
It's that feeling afterwards that people... have to get to, because the initial part is never easy. Running's never easy. You just get faster. That's what I've always seen it as. And my wife sees a massive difference in me. Like, when I come back, I walk through the door, like, even if it's after 5K, 3K, 10K, and I'm dancing and singing, and she's like, what the hell are you on? Like, you just, like, her, she, like, my wife says to me, the only time she'll ever run is if she's being chased. She hates it. Like, she would never do it. And she's like, when I walk in and I'm like, I've just done 10K, look at me. And she's like, what the hell is going on? And if people realise that, and I'm hoping they're going to, just from you telling them this, that once you've stepped over that line of getting outside, it is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And you do, like you said, like, you realise, I'll be running, and I think, my gosh, I thought I was tired 5 minutes ago. And then suddenly, I feel great. And you realise, I'm really strong. My body is strong. What it will go through is amazing. And I can plod, I can plod and plod and plod. And that's what I like about it, because it's that rhythm, isn't it? It's that steady rhythm. And that's really, like, soothing. It's really good for your body to get back into balance again.
Yeah.
And I just suddenly realised, my God, I'm awesome. And then your self-esteem, because you think there's loads of people who'll go home and they'll just grab something to eat, sit and watch TV.
Yeah.
And that'll be it. And I haven't done that. I've gone outside. I'm lucky. I live in Dorset. Surroundings are absolutely stunning and beautiful. Like, get out there and enjoy it. And I just go off and you meet people and you just sort of say hello. And I stop and, I'm not one of these, I've got to keep going. I stop and I cuddle a dog.
Yeah.
It's the whole, you feel you're part of the community when you're running as well. Because then you come back and you download what you've done. And everyone's really supportive. Like, you just get that like or that comment of, oh, well done. And then everyone's really nice. No one cares about your pace or all those other bits and pieces. If you've just said, I've managed to do it today and I've had a bit of a rough day, then you suddenly have loads of people that are like, oh, well done, that's really great. And then your self-esteem just goes up. And you need that. I think you need that, because especially as a single mum, there's a lot of, you probably get it as well, but there's a lot of mum guilt. Do you ever get dad guilt?
Yeah. Well, I work a lot of hours.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot of hours. I mean, some weeks I do around 70 hours a week. So,
right. Yeah.
It's times like this when I do get days off, because I normally do overtime, because I work in the healthcare.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't hardly get any time off. I've just come off 13 days straight.
Wow.
But it's like, after doing that and then I'm going out exercising, I'm like, I've not seen them yet. And I know it's horrible. But like my wife says, you're a better person for it. Yeah. By doing that, you can give them a lot more, and which I do. So, you know, it mentally it helps me because my job is demanding. So I'm very, like you, I'm listening to people all day about their problems. Yeah. And it's tough. So that run does clear my head, and then it helps me be a better parent for my children, I think, because I'm happier.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not coming home like thinking, God, all I've done is listen to. And the kids do like to unload, don't they? They like, we've done this and we've done that, and this person did this, and that person's doing this, and this teacher's doing it. And it's just like, oh my God, I'm back at work. It's like a busman's holiday. That's what they call it. But yeah, I know your feeling. So, what challenges have you? Your challenges you faced, obviously, you're a single mom, you're a nurse, you're a runner. Yeah, you're showing that you've sort of overcoming them with the running, going out early. Are you early morning runner?
It's a bit of both. Now, I prefer, I'm a morning person, and I prefer just getting up and doing my exercise, like go out and do it then. But I often now don't have time for that. So I've got into the routine of, I'll come home from work and then I'll try and do something. And
so is that...
I'll go out then. So I'm either first thing or I'm sort of around dinner time.
Right. Okay. So I can't run in the morning. I've struggled. I can get up. It's not a problem. I get up at 5 o'clock every morning. But I can't do the run. I don't enjoy it. I don't know if it's because I need to eat, but then I can't eat that early. So maybe I need to change something with that. So I do my runs in the evening, which after a long day of work, you know, 12, 13 hour shift, it's great. Like I just, it's nice and quiet. I run, there's no one around. It's lovely. That's definitely me. So you're more afternoon, morning then for you.
Yeah, I run better in the mornings. And I must admit, it's that I tend to go straight out and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I haven't had any breakfast. And then there is that thing, I do think, should I have eaten? And it's like today, because I realised that I'm not really fueling myself right. But because last night I did a weights workout instead. And then instead of having dinner, I did myself like a detox drink. And then I got up this morning, I was like, I want to walk the dogs and I want to go for a run. And then I was running, I was thinking, my legs feel fairly heavy. And I was thinking, A, because I've done the weights, and B, because I've not actually eaten anything. Yeah, so I'm not sensible in that I do need to learn how to fuel myself. Because when I get into good habits of really eating, really drinking, like you've got to make sure you're hydrated as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in really good habits on that. My runs are brilliant.
Yeah.
So I do know what is holding me back, but I am better to just get up and mentally, because I want to exercise so much, like I feel once I've done it and achieved it, then I'm kind of like settled and happy. And then it makes me happy. Like I can deal with anything then because I know I've done something for myself.
Yeah.
So I like to go out first thing in the morning, but it's not always possible, especially in the winter. I think I tend to switch then and go out after work.
Yeah. And going back to that hydration, I find that. So I've realized if I'm not drinking enough water in the day, throughout the day.
Yeah.
So if I don't get my 2 litres, which is, they say, 2 or 3 litres, don't they? If I don't get that and I go for a run, my legs are like, my God. And the fueling, is a massive thing. Ever since I met run coach Nat, she comes on the show and does like every other 2 weeks. Listening to her speak about that as well, it's just like, it is so important. So now I have a really strict program when I eat. As before, I would miss breakfast would just be like non-existent, and then I would go probably sometimes miss lunch because I just didn't have time. I'd have a few coffees, I'd be not drinking water, and then I'd try and exercise and I'd be on death's door. But since I've been adding those in now, and that's something obviously you've got to, you know, everyone has to work on, I'm still learning from that. It does make it so much easier.
Yeah,
it really does. So what's are there any particular moments then so far with your journey that you're especially strong and proud of yourself with? Is there something that are you aiming for a target, or is it just a case of every day you're happy that you're getting out and doing something?
Yeah, I'm more happy that I'm managing to do something for myself, because I didn't for so many years, and I was obviously in an abusive relationship, and that marriage, and it just made me feel rubbish. And any time I tried to do anything for myself, I was sort of criticised for. So it's about, for me, it's about taking time for myself and doing what I like and realising I like myself.
Yeah.
So it's 100% really mental health based. I do want to obviously keep fit. It's important. But mentally, I need to go out and run.
Yeah, same.
And I need to go outdoors and run, because it's the whole outdoors thing. So I don't really have any targets apart from just being able to have that bit of time for myself to do some exercise, to be able to, it lets your mind sort of wander, doesn't it? You can think about anything. It's taking time out from life. So I
need it's you in that moment. Yes.
And just still sort of do that. And, last week I went for a run in the forest, and it was wonderful because there was no one else there. It was starting to get dark. And it's just that I felt I was away from everything. The dog come with me. She was running around, nearly taking my ankles out, but that's all part of the fun. And it's just the trees, and I just looked up at the sky and just thought, it's just beautiful. And I felt free. I felt, all your worries, all your stress, all your responsibilities, it's like it goes. And so, my goal is just to be able to still do that. And just have that time. I don't have to have a race to do. I don't have to have times or distance or anything. I tend to, for convenience, it's good to do 5K, because then also, I don't know, mentally, if you do any less than 5K, which you can do, you absolutely can do.
Yep.
For me, it's like my own, I feel like, oh, that's a bit rubbish, but it's not. Really, I've done it. I've done it before. I've done less, and it's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
it's just in my own head. It's what you build up in
your goal. Yeah,
so I like to do 5K, and then maybe at weekends I like to go out for a decent run. And sometimes I'll do a 10K at a weekend, because I haven't got the time pressures on it. So that's sort of really what I'm at for my goals. It was nice, I hadn't competed in any races for a few years, and so this year I signed up for it was a Sunflower race, and it was good because the money goes to charity. Goes to the local hospital, and you get a lovely medal with a sunflower on it.
Yeah.
It was a really good race, so I enjoyed doing that. So I might look at a few others that I could do, like 10Ks, just so it keeps you up at a certain level. But otherwise, I just want to do it for making time for myself.
Yeah. So when you said you touched on something then, you're saying that you was always like put down. Was that what?
Yeah.
Was that in your marriage, was it?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So it was a case that you weren't allowed to do it, or?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been allowed to. I was criticised a lot. And just if I went out and did anything, it would be about criticised for why I was doing that or having to do it. So I remember I'd signed up for a race, and I just had to get, that's partly why I had to get up early, because I could, because no one else is up then, and I could like fit it in. But it was really hard because I'd be made to feel guilty for having any time to do something for me.
Wow. Okay.
So that's why I want to do it all the more. Like, that's why I say to the John, I'm just going out to do this, and it's because I need to do it. And I know, if I don't, I'm quite irritable and short and. But if I can go out and have just a bit of time for myself and to be me, then I'm okay. But completely. Because I honestly came out of that marriage hating myself, absolutely hating
myself. Was it a really bad marriage then? Was it an abusive marriage?
It was controlling and coercive.
Wow, okay.
And it was horrendous. And it was horrendous to try and get out of. And it was really difficult, to do stuff.
Yeah.
For myself, and had to fight for it. So I fight to go running, because
that's your freedom, isn't it? It's your freedom. Yeah.
And that's why when I say, that's partly how when I say, when I go out and I see the trees in the sky and I feel free and there's no one else around, I do feel free when I'm running, because it's just me and it's, yeah, I feel I like myself. My body is just, it will keep going. It will keep going. Even if my mind's going, oh, I hate this run. This is rubbish.
yeah.
Complete plodding. I could go however far. So, yeah, it means an awful lot to me.
So as running, so with you coming out, obviously, this, you know, thank you for sharing that, you know, with the abusive relationship, is it, has running really helped you then with that? Is it something that, how long have you been out of that relationship now? Has it been a while?
It's been just over 3 years.
3 years. Okay. So still quite raw, really. I mean, 3 years is nothing. But is everything all right with that now? Are you completely separate from that and you've got no safety issues, anything like that?
Oh, no safety issues. I'm still trying to get divorced, but it's that whole hurdle of things like that, isn't it? It's the whole... Yeah. And that's why running is so important because, not only you're a single mum trying to solo completely, there's no co-parenting going on here. I'm 100% mum and I don't have weekends off. I'm all the time, I'm mum. I work full time and I'm trying to, separate fully by having this divorce. And so there's a hell of a lot of stress. It's huge. And responsibility and very much adulting all the time. And so I need to run to just escape. And running helps me release emotion. So instead of crying, feeling angry, all that, you release it when you're running. And I've been running and cried. I've been running and laughed. You know, it's very, it's completely linked, isn't it? Like your emotions just sort of spill out. But instead of crying and getting angry and then just doing something that's unhealthy, like you could easily turn to alcohol or anything else, which is comfort eating, which, you know, I still don't eat properly, but running, like you feel it just releasing, don't you? With those, you just put that energy, that emotion becomes the energy, and that's what is driving you forward. So you can just, you know, just really run fast to just release it, or, you know, run up that hill. And so you just express it in a different way. And that's why I run. You know, I'm not out for doing marathons and this, that, and the other. I run to release emotions, to keep myself on a steady keel, to not fall into bad habits and to be the best person I can. And I really think running does that. And that's why sort of I want to talk about it. I think it's good to have podcasts about everyday people. It's not just about, oh, I'm a runner and I can do this in this time. It means so much more. And it means everything to me to go out. And I try and go out about 2 to 3 times a week and then mix in other things. So yoga. So I did do the run today and then came back and did some yoga. And to do weights as well is really important.
Yeah, it says, strength training is a massive one. Yeah. I do that with kettlebells. I do yoga as well. I've fallen off the yoga a little bit because I prioritise the running because of time, really. But I am definitely going to get back on the yoga. So what have your children's, what's their reaction been like with this new super mom who goes out running at the crack of dawn?
I don't know.
Are they not bothered?
It's their typical children, isn't it? Who knows what they actually think?
Mine don't care. I come in and I'm like, yes, your dad's run 10K. My lad's like, I don't know what 10K means.
Yeah. Oh, they don't. So they have, my daughter had a spell of wanting to come out running with me and to do it I had a few runs and she did it and she did really well, and then and my son did the same. He came. The problem is my son is a giant. He's 6'5", he's got long legs, so when I start off running, he's like, Mum, I'm walking pace, and he's just walking next to me. He's so impressive with his long legs, so he is a bit like, what are you doing. So he's been out, they have been out on their bikes, which is good. So we'll go out on the bikes and we'll do a route, and that's good because that makes you go a bit faster. You've got to keep up with them. So we do that a few times, but I think they just say, oh, there she goes again. She's going off to do something. If she's not walking, she's running, or I'm in the living room doing my yoga or weights or something. So then I think they're just used to me doing that now, and they know that I'm happy when I after I've done it. So
that inspires them.
He's better. Yeah.
Because
and I talk about it. Yeah. Yeah. And then I often will have a kitchen disco off because you're on such a high, aren't you? So then I've got to come in and cook dinners. And I think, keep the music going on, whack it on, and I'll just dance.
Yeah.
You're just so like, even though you're tired, you're like, yes, I did that. And so
it is. That high is real.
Yeah.
It's real. It really is. I'm the same, like, you know, going back to like you were saying about the alcohol thing. So when I lost my dad, I was in a really bad way. I'm not going to keep going on about this because I've spoken about it in other podcasts, but I was rock bottom. Like, it was affecting my marriage. It was everything. And it's only from the running that it really helped me stay sober, because I was so quick to turn to think, I've had a crap day, I need a drink.
Yeah.
And I read this one book, Sober on a Drunk Planet, giving him a shout out. I'm in his group. He's great. I recommend it to anyone. That helped me think, to train my mind to think, right, I don't need to do it and I need to focus on other things. And running was the thing I found. And it was just, that kept me sober. And now running is my new high. It's now I don't need that. Like, I come in dancing and singing exactly like you.
Yeah.
You know, you just... It's so hard to explain to someone that someone's not felt it. Like, genuinely is a real high. Kids see it.
You've got to keep going with it, though, don't you? Honestly, when you first set out running, you think, this is horrible. I hate it. And I can do runs and I'll just be swearing in my head going, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. When is it going to stop? And I've done. It's only more recently that I've just thought, actually, I'm too really enjoyed. Like, I have this feeling of, I need to go out for a run today.
Yeah.
So I do it because it's like, I really have that feeling. But you've got to get past that first bit. You've got to get, and I do think mixing it up, so doing the weights and strength really changed it for me, because it really changed my sort of, my breathing, my lung capacity. I went out and my runs were so much easier because I've been doing weights.
Yeah, you've got to build up your capacity with your lungs, haven't you? It's your VO2 max or whatever.
Yeah.
And it does get easier. Like, I remember my first mile, I always remember it. I could tell you exactly where I ran, what time of the day, when it was. 20th of August, mid-afternoon, 12:45, and I had the little vest on. I had my nice little hat on, and I thought, I'm going to do this. I ran for about 4 minutes. And I thought I was going to die.
Oh, yeah.
I took the vest off. I took the hat off and I walked shamelessly back home. And I thought, I said to my wife, I am never, ever doing that again. Never. Like, and then the next morning I thought, oh, that was quite nice, that little run there. So I'm going to try again. And then that's how it starts. You've got to, if we could find a device that would get us out of bed, put our running gear on, and then just prompt us where we need to start running, we'd all do it. And once you get that feeling, that's it. It continues. It just gets better and better and better. And now I'm running 10K. I never, ever thought in my life I would run that far.
No.
Never. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So do you have any strategies or tips then to staying consistent with your running? Because you've had a stressful time, it seems. You've had a fairly emotional 3 years, you know, balancing a career, children, running, strength training, yoga. You're doing it all. So what's your strategies? Have you got any? What if someone's in your position?
You need to plan. And I mean, as a mum, you need to be quite organised anyway. And in my job, I need to be organised. But you need to really plan. You need to decide. So I tend to think, what days can I exercise? What can I generally fit in? And so have a rough idea. Don't be hard on yourself. You don't need to necessarily stick to it, but having an idea of, when can I go out for a run? Right, I'm going to go out on that day and do that. And then you just suddenly get into habits of it. So I know I can do a decent run probably at a weekend. So I try and always run at a weekend, then try and fit it in a couple of other times. If I know I've got a busy day, or then you're chauffeuring the children around somewhere, you either think, right, it's also important to fit in the rest days. I can get quite addicted to exercising and want to do it every day. I feel awful when I haven't exercised, but actually it is important to have those rest days to give yourself a break and think, well, that day it's just not going to be possible, so don't. And then really map it out and think, well, that day I'll do yoga because I can fit that and it's quite relaxing and I can be exhausted and do that. I'll do the weights on that, I'll do the run. And sometimes I mix it up, sometimes I just go with my emotions. So if I'm really like angry, I'll do the weights, because you get like the feedback from the weights is really really good on your body and helps you deal with sort of anger. But yeah, you've just got to, yeah, so get it in your head that that's what you're going to do, and then stick to it. And the biggest thing is to just ignore yourself. yourself when you're going, nah, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Because that will happen.
That's the hardest battle. Mentality part. And so many people I speak to say exactly the same thing. It's 80% mental and then 20% physical, because it's just telling your mind to stop being an idiot and go.
Yeah.
And it's even when you're out there, it's the same, isn't it? It's like you're running, and then once your thoughts get in there, they're like, Jackie, stop running. Why are you doing this to yourself? Are you stupid? It's raining. It's cold. You could be on the couch enjoying a nice drink and eating crap. And that's how your brain does. Mine does. And I'm like thinking, no, and I'm trying to talk myself out of it. So this is why I listen to podcasts. So I have to concentrate on that. And then my mind sort of sways away from it. I agree.
I don't know if it's the same for you, but as a woman, I'm very conscious, like self-conscious. So when I think, oh, I'm going to run out of time, I just think people are going to look at me and think,
oh, I'm always like that.
Stupid. Like they're going to look and think, one, how do I run? I'm sure I look like Phoebe and Frank. I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
And so I just think, and that took me quite a while to get over, is people might look at you and then it's like, I don't think people care. Or if they do look at you,
they don't.
I've had people and they've cheered me on, like, and they've meant it. Like, they've not been taking the mickey out of me. Mm-hmm. And people don't actually care. And actually, it doesn't matter because you're doing it for yourself. But you've got to get over that. So you can be really self-conscious and think, what do I look? And I do. I look. I'm sweating. And I don't.
No one cares.
I don't put makeup on to go running. Like, no way. But that is all going through your head before you step out the door. You think, what do I look like? Like, I don't have any fancy kit. Like, I make sure I have some trainers, but that's it. And that's the other good thing about running. But so it's really hard. So you've got to just ignore yourself when that happens and go out. Just make yourself do it, because once you're out, it's actually okay. But it's just ignore your brain, because it'll tell you, no, don't do it. And it'll tell you when you're running. It'll just say, you could just walk now, or you could
just go, no. that's exactly right. It's the same with me, but I used to be exactly the same as that, where I was, when I spoke to Anna about it, when I used to go out running, if I saw someone else running, I'd go down a side street so I wouldn't pass them, because I'd just think, oh my God, they're going to think I'm not a runner. Or I would be walking, and as soon as I saw a runner coming up, I'd start running again till I got past them, and then as soon as they're out of view, I'd stop running. Honestly, because I'd be knackered, and that's how I'd be. But you realize the running community do not care, because they know you've been there. They've all been there, where they've never ran that first mile, or they know how you're struggling, they know how you feel, and they are so supportive. I mean, I've met, you know, speaking to you, I would see you now as a friend, and I've met another good friend just from running, and I'm finding that I've got Andre, who is a guy who, you know, was on the podcast last. Yeah. He's coming to run a half marathon with me now. We were supposed to do a 10K this Sunday, but now we're doing a half marathon. And I was like, I don't think I can do this, Andre. And he was like, you can.
You can
do it. I'm going to be there with you. And it's just like, that is so supportive. Like, what other sport do you get that, really? Like, you know, even social media, they're not horrible to you on social media. They're really kind, and they're like you say, they're always, go on, you can do it. One more, you know, well done. Like, forget the pace, just get out, do it. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is really nice, and people do it for all different reasons, and it's just lovely, isn't it? Because then you meet people and you hear their stories. But everyone's really friendly. So you meet other runners, and they're just really happy to see you. Or I've even met someone walking, an older gentleman, he said, oh, I used to run when I was younger, just really enjoy it, make the most of it, because now I can't run. And you do that. And then cyclists, there's loads of cyclists, and if I'm walking, cyclists don't say anything to me, but when I'm running, the cyclists are all like, yeah go for it, and they say hello, and they're really nice. And I think it's quite a friendly sport, really. I think some people are surprised when I'm running, I'll say hello to everyone, and some people don't expect you to just sort of speak. But I like it. I found it to actually be really friendly and welcoming, and definitely some of the social media sites are really, like, surprisingly supportive, and who you link in with on that. And it's inspiring then, because then you see their pictures and where they go, and then you think, well, you know, they've done that. Oh, yeah, I want to get out again. And then it just, that motivates you even more, doesn't it? Once you start, it motivates you. But just do it. Like, it doesn't matter. Just fit it in. I think anything, as long as you're moving, rather than, especially with the dark nights and everything, and you just think, oh, I'm just so overloaded with everything, instead of sitting down and watching TV, actually go and do something, go and move, and you feel so much better.
Yeah, and that's inspiring, because like you said about that man that you was, you know, walked with, so he says, you know, do it while you can. And for us as a human race, movement is so important.
It is.
Like, I never really knew how important it was until it changed me. And like I say, you know, I was in a real rut, but since running, that movement has changed my life. It's changed it in so many different ways. And I'm still on a journey. I'm not, you know, I'm not there yet. But I think if I didn't do running, I wouldn't have done the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near my goal weight yet. I'm still fat. I'm even buying, well, I'm not fat, but
no.
I feel fat. But I'm even thinking about buying these socks where I found whether it's like Run Fat Boy Run socks I've looked seen. And I'm just going to get them as a little motivation for me. I can look down every time. But
yeah,
it does. It really, really changes your life. So if people wanted to follow you in your journey, then are you posting about your running? Are you on Instagram and stuff? So what's your Instagram handle?
I'm Jackie Ann Pets.
Jackie Ann Pets. Is Pets the kids or is it just Pets because of the pets?
Pet, because I'm rather dog mad.
Oh yeah, I am. Yeah,
forget the kids.
I love dogs. What have you got?
I've got three miniature schnauzers.
Oh, lovely! Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah,
I love dogs.
Yeah, I've got a Shih Tzu Maltese cross named Ozzy, and he is just an absolute character. He's old now. He used to come out with walks and runs, but he's got arthritis now, so he just gets around the block now. That's all he can cope with. But he's happy with that. He has a good sniff and does what he needs to do. And he lives the dream. It's like he's been on a marathon run himself.
Yeah.
Even him. But that's another thing. When we're talking about pets, you don't take a dog out for a walk for a few days. How depressed are they?
Yeah. They need to get out and about.
They're the same.
Yeah, my youngest. So the other two are quite old. So they can't do it. They never ran anyway, but they can't do it. But my younger dog, I take her out and I'll run in the fields with her, and she loves it. When she knows she's going out, she's so excited and she loves it, because then she can stop and do as well. Then she just racing to catch up
to catch you. Yeah.
And they
feel so much happier. Like, that's what I'm saying about movement. It changes everybody.
It's the same for us. Mm. And movement is so important, because you've got to keep it going, especially the older you get. You've got to do these
things
because it will impact you when you're in real older life. You will notice it.
It helps with everything. I mean, I didn't know it helps with dementia. It helps with cancers. It helps with mental health, which I know firsthand. Helps with weight loss, and it is just a case of just taking that step. But it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, Jackie. I'm so proud you've come on. I can't wait to share this. I'm looking forward to it. But if anyone wants to follow you, it's Jackie Ann Pets on Instagram. You're on Strava.
I'm on Strava, and I'm on Thread.
That's the one. I think Threads has really taken off.
It's surprising.
Especially for the running community.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. It's my go-to platform now. So Instagram, well done for that. It's got me away from toxic Twitter, which is good. And this blue sky as well now, which everyone's raving about. It's very like Twitter. I've just joined that, and a lot of people are transferring over to that from Twitter, which is good. But the episode will be on our website, paceyourselfpodcast.com. It'll be on Spotify, Apple, and then all the other streaming sites that podcasts are available on. I'm not going to name them all, because we'd be here all afternoon. But it's been an absolute pleasure, Jackie. I'm going to continue following you on your journey and cheering you on, as you will probably do me. We will see you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.